An assortment of World War II planes took to the skies above Dayton today as the Museum of the United States Air Force unveiled its latest exhibit, one that includes the original restored B-17 bomber, the Memphis Belle. The infamous plane was the first to complete 25 missions over Europe during the Second World War. Those missions were the subject of a 1944 documentary and 1990 feature film. The replicated movie Memphis Belle was part of the early morning flyover in the skies above the museum. While weather prevented a scheduled landing of the planes, several bombers were flown back to Grimes Field in Urbana, where visitors could see them firsthand. Some were able to purchase rides. John Lowther of Miamisburg was on hand for the museum flyover and decided to drive the extra miles for a closer look at the planes in Urbana.
They always rally up here at Grimes because this is really a friendly field for military aircraft buffs and aircraft. So we thought we'd come up, and they got a terrific diner, and you just can't find a better place to look at airplanes.
Helping to coordinate some of the B-17 activities at Grimes Field this week is Ron Kaplan. He says several groups have planned other events around the Memphis Belle opening.
The 401st Bomb Group and men from the 91st and the 100th Bomb Group in Dayton, also a lot of their relatives, but also have had a lot of people come up who aren't familiar with the aircraft or the story, and they're asking a lot of questions. So it's a great way to educate the public about this era in history and specifically about these aircraft and the men who flew them.
Weather permitting, several more flyovers are expected to continue through the weekend. For a list of public events, you can check out the Air Force Museum and Grimes Field websites.